for he really is the Christian Rumi, the ecstatic Catholic's Kabir, the Dominican Hafiz. He was and is a bard who calls us in and through and beyond our thinking and feeling to what he sensed was the heart of our life, the art of being authentically human. Opening the heart's door. Ours is not the work of seeking you here or there where we think you might be, but of opening the heart's door. And when we do this, you cannot resist coming in, since our opening and your entering are one. You knock and wait, and when we open, we find that you were there all along and will not leave us. Part 1. Our soul life. Look quietly. What it is that hurts, baffles, or befalls me might just be concealing the God whom I love. Sometimes you have to break things. It's true. Sometimes you have to break things if you want to grasp God in them. In the breaking, we allow what's holy to take form in us. What do you see? To you who knows God as God knows you, happiness is heavenly, and like all blessed ones, you will see only one. 9 words of prayer. God, our only. Scripture, our gift. Holy, the qualities we seek. The name, sweet on the lips. The love, intimate and secret. Humility, again and again. Vain is the world, miserable those apart, and blessed the sainthood we seek. Can you do this? You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. The soul that wants nothing but God must forsake everything, even God. As long as we have and know who God is, we don't. We are far away. So can you let your notions die? This is the smallest death a soul can undergo before it becomes divine. Can you see? If you want to be ready for and worthy of the Spirit of God,